This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. EPA's Environmental Appeals Board remands LANL's Outfall 051 permit back to Region 6 for more public input and action. In May 2022, CCNS Honor Our Pueblo Existence, HOPE, and Veterans for Peace appealed the Federal Clean Water Act discharge permit for Outfall 051, which is connected to the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, to the EPA's Environmental Appeals Board, EAB. On December 28th, the three-judge panel in Washington, D.C. ruled unanimously to remand the federal permit, or send it back, to EPA's Region 6 office in Dallas. The non-governmental organizations argue that because hazardous waste is handled, treated, and stored at the facility, it is required to be regulated by the Federal Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, RCRA, and the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act. The remand demonstrates that the permittees, the Department of Energy, DOE, and the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, have been flip-flopping about whether they intend to discharge through Outfall 051. In 1998, LANL determined that it would eliminate all discharges from Outfall 051. From November 2010 to June 2019, no discharge was made. The treated wastewater was evaporated into the air. DOE and NNSA seek a Clean Water Act permit as part of the showing needed to get the Wastewater Treatment Unit exemption from RCRA and the Hazardous Waste Act. In their 2019 permit application, they stated that Outfall 051 would only be used as a backup to the evaporation system. Later, they stated the outfall would be a, quote, integral component, end quote, of the permittee's operations, quote, in the future. End quote. Immediately after the public comment period for the EPA permit ended, DOE NNSA began discharging from Outfall 051. This was an obvious attempt to prove that the permittees should have a Clean Water Act permit for Outfall 051. Does DOE NNSA intend to continue discharging treated wastewater from Outfall 051? CCNS, HOPE, and Veterans for Peace believe that the permittees must clarify whether they intend to abandon all the investments that have been made in the mechanical and solar evaporation equipment in order to discharge all of the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility's output through Outfall 051. Even if the permittees plan to discharge some of the output through Outfall 051, they have no wastewater treatment unit exemption from RCRA and the Hazardous Waste Act unless the entire output is discharged through Outfall 051, which has not been the case for decades. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, to download the EAB's remand order and to financially support CCNS's work, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.